This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. We're coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. Good to have you along with us. And with us right now on the telephone is Kelly Rosati. Kelly, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Hey, Kelly, we're going to give everybody just a little bit of a tease because you and I need to spend a lot of time on this topic, the future of Roe v. Wade. What do most Americans want for Roe v. Wade?
Well, American opinion is very mixed about Roe v. Wade. You'll see many polls that suggest people don't want it overturned. And yet again, you'll see many polls that are suggesting an increasing uncomfortableness among the American people with the notion of abortion, particularly with the amount of abortion we have in the U.S. But there are some really good news indicators that we're seeing. Abortion is at its lowest rate since we've been recording, under a million abortions, down from a high of 1.6 million in the 1990s annually. That's good news. And millennial views about abortion is good news. Millennials are more pro-life than their parents. And there's some really good trends that I think are important for us to focus on and continue to build on.
Well, and you've got some important information in addition to that is what the Pew Research Center is saying in their recently published study.
Yeah, there just really are good things to be encouraged about. I think there's a lot of consensus around the idea that Americans are very uncomfortable with abortion as birth control. They're very uncomfortable with late-term abortion. They're very uncomfortable as they see with their own eyes the impact of ultrasound, and they understand the humanity of the preborn child. I think there are lots of good trends that are heading in the right direction, and we just need to continue to winsomely and positively be a voice for life. And I think that we're going to get there. This is a huge human rights struggle and an important human rights issue. And as we in our own families and neighborhoods and communities continue to advocate for preborn children, I think we're going to get there one day.
Well, Kelly, as Focus is Vice President of Community Outreach, you're going to be a keynote speaker at Evangelicals for Life, a conference for evangelicals in conjunction with the March for Life. We've got a couple of minutes here. Tell everybody about that, if you would, please.
Well, sure. We just finished up with the March for Life and the Evangelicals for Life conference. I got to tell you, it's one of the most encouraging things to be a part of. If you've never gone to the March for Life, there are hundreds of thousands of people gathered from every single walk of life, from all different ideological perspectives, from all different political perspectives, there for one reason, and that is to continue to bear witness to the dignity of life. And they do it cheerfully and peacefully. And the other thing that's really encouraging about it is it's so full of young people. And so, again, as you and I talk about the future, that gives me great hope. And Evangelicals for Life, the conference that we do at Focus on the Family, along with our partners at the Southern Baptist Convention, Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, is all about encouraging the evangelical community to get more involved, as the Catholic community has done with the March for Life. And so it's really encouraging, and we will continue to do it every single January on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. We will never stop speaking out for the dignity of life.
Well, Kelly, if people want to get involved, how do they do this?
They can simply go to evangelicals.life and check out the speakers and the opportunities to get involved.
Well, Kelly, I'm looking forward to having you back when we can have some more time and really get more in depth with this Pew Research Center that was recently published. And again, thank you to Focus on the Family and, you know, for all your hard work on behalf of Evangelicals for Life.
Well, thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you so much. Kelly Rosati on Bill Martinez Live. We're here live in Orlando at the NRB International Christian Media Convention titled Proclaim 17, and there's lots to proclaim here. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And our mission, and I think what the president had to share with us last night will give people a little bit clearer understanding. There's nothing like vision. You know, as the Bible says, people without vision will perish. And the vision was spelled out, I thought, very well last night. And I agree with Chris Wallace when he said that President Trump became the president of the United States last night with the lots of great things to share with us. Just about 6 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Hey, we're really blessed to have Sue Ellen Roberts with us. Let me give you a little bit of her background. I mean, been a most incredible background that she has to share with us. Her organization, which is Christian Women in Media Association, it's a nonprofit organization for Christian women who are actively working in media, TV, radio, film, internet, social media, music, journalism, publishing, authors, the arts, and entertainment. Sue Ellen, this whole business, you know, whether it's in radio or the whole media, has just multiplied and gone exponential, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, and it's amazing. Every woman I meet, you know, I'm always talking to them about Christian women in media, mm-hmm. and we need each other. Our platform is an amazing platform of events and training, education, also spiritual encouragement is so important for us.
Exactly. Well, and you know, with the opportunities that have opened up, I mean, it has just been incredible, not only for men, but especially for women. I mean, you know, the cream always rises.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And if God puts his hand on us to call us to media, it's so important that we be obedient and step. And many times we have to step out in faith, which I did.
Yes.
I was a TV producer, ran a television station, and also vice president of a broadcasting corporation. So I have that background
right.
to understand what the needs are within an organization.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. One of the things that's very close to my heart is really teaching on women and men how to hear from God.
Yes.
You know, the importance of our prayer time, our reading the Word daily, and also waiting on God, listening to
exactly.
God. You know, it's so important to be able to hear from God for that next step.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why I say journaling is so important.
Yes,
but,
you're right, Bill.
I want to get into that a little bit more, but I want to rewind just a bit here. I mean, your background, you can just take those totally off, right? We got her all hamstrung here with these headsets that do not seem to be working here
yes.
right now. But you know, here you were an executive with Gucci. How did you, you come from Gucci, now you're in the broadcast industry.
Yes, it's been an amazing, let's say, transformation. Mm-hmm. I walked in off the street in New York City. I just moved there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking down Fifth Avenue, walked in off the street to apply for a job. And meanwhile, I didn't have a whole big background. I was always a volunteer president of everything when my kids were growing up.
Right.
You know, so that was my resume.
Right.
And they hired me on the spot. And from sales, I went in as sales and wore that uniform,
mm-hmm,
and the Gucci scarf and the silk blouse and the whole thing. And then over a period of time, a short period of time, I rose up in the ranks where I worked directly with Aldo Gucci. The New York Times calls him the Michelangelo of advertising,
mm,
and merchandising. And so worked directly with him, ran the Gucci Galleria, which was the VIP locked floor. And he had on exhibition his private artwork, and we sold jewels and special leather goods made just for New York and Beverly Hills. And, you know, we had the Rolls-Royce luggage and all this special made stuff, and we entertained heads of state and VIPs from around the world. So it was very exciting to run that,
wow,
to meet all those people. We did parties before the ball and all this kind of stuff.
And to be around him, I mean,
he was a genius. He really was.
So what was the key nugget you took away from your experience with him?
Well, just seeing, being around a man that was a creative, took a saddle-making company,
mm-hmm,
that rose to a worldwide empire, and where the Gucci Galleria was the jewel in the crown,
mm-hmm,
for the Gucci empire. And I was a believer at the time, and just saw God's hand. It couldn't have been me,
mm-hmm,
you know, where each and every step opened up into that position.
Well, your background is incredible, but in the interest of time, I want to go back into the issue, and that is hearing from God. And I see that as your heart's cry in terms of influencing women and others to, you know, that they find themselves going deep. And you mentioned earlier, and I think that's one of the key missing components that we have out of the body of Christ today, is that they're not in daily contact with the Word of God.
Yes, that's right. And it's so important, but because when you get started with it, the more you do it, the more you want to do it. And you want more and more as you go deeper into the Lord. But it takes time. We're all busy.
Yes.
We all have incredible schedules, too much on our plate, our families, our work, our ministry, whatever it is. But as we start, take that time, listen to God. And the thing is, He reveals Himself in amazing ways.
Yes.
And one of the things, I never do anything unless God speaks to my heart. He'll confirm it through Scripture, through someone. Take Christian Women in Media. God spoke to my heart. Stepped out in faith to start this organization 15 years ago.
Wow.
And God, I didn't have any money to do it, you know, but I knew God had spoken.
Mm.
So stepping
out. And God's
out
got money.
Faith.
He's got all the money.
Yes, that's right. And I always say this. I say that money follows ministry, not ministry follows money.
Amen. Yes,
so it's the only way that we can do it. But even now, at this point, 15 years later, we have six regional connections that meet simultaneously four times a year. We have had 11 national conferences for spiritual equipping, training, connecting, networking. But now, 1 year ago, the Lord spoke to my heart again. I'm listening to God daily.
Right.
He spoke to my heart to start the Global Media Summit for men and women.
Yes.
And out of that birth, 1 year ago, very successful birth, this whole new vision. And you know what, Bill? God gave that to me early morning. I woke up, just started writing. I just started writing. I had 3 pages. I got the name. I got the slogan. I got the scripture. Joshua, out of Joshua, be strong and courageous.
Yes.
And creating something that would appeal to men as well.
Exactly.
So we have coming up May 4th through 6th in Dallas at the Gaylord.
Right.
This fantastic thing that we're hosting, but it's for men and women. And we're excited.
Well, that's great.
So when you go with God and you hear from Him, you never know. It's always above and beyond our expectations.
Amen, without a doubt. Now, where can people go for more information, Sue?
Yeah, they can go to CWIMA.org. CWIMA.org. And both are on there, Christian Women in Media and the Global Media Summit.
And the Global Media Summit, again, will happen when, so we make sure we get it on our calendar.
Yes, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, save the
and
date.
I want you there, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm inviting you
okay,
now.
Okay, all right. See, yeah. We're getting invited here.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, May 4th through 6th
May
in 4th. Dallas.
Okay, in yes. Dallas. Well, we'll have to see you in Dallas then,
yes,
Sue Ellen.
Yes.
Okay,
Sue,
great.
Thank you.
Sue Ellen Roberts has been with us, president founder of Christian Women in Media Association. Again, remind everybody the website they can go to.
CWIMA.org.
Sue Ellen Roberts on Bill Martinez Live is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
And they exist here because, you know, it's important, and that's what you like. We're going to get this country back on track, and I appreciate you joining the good fight to do what it takes, because it's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. Certainly, it's about we the people. And good to have you along with us here. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live from Orlando, Florida. We're here for NRB's International Christian Media Convention, Proclaim 17. And right now, we're blessed to have Kay Horner with us. Kay, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be here.
I am so excited about what you're doing here and in bringing the freedom to pray to the forefront.
Well, it needs to be brought to the forefront because phone service providers would like to let it go under the radar and people not know about it. But it's an important part of our freedom of religion and our freedom to express ourselves through prayer.
Well, let's talk about it. What is freedom to pray all about?
Freedom to pray was established to heighten awareness and to get people to sign petitions because T-Mobile, phone service provider, began to target conference call prayer lines and charge the customers who were their T-Mobile customers calling in. They've already paid their monthly fees for their phone service. And when they call in on a prayer line, they're charged 1 cent per minute to be on a prayer line.
Well, that's rather discriminatory, isn't it?
You would think. There's not any, I mean, we can't definitively say they have not charged other conference calls, but on their website they say that if your conference call is a certain call, it will probably not be charged. So what we found is there was about 20,000 social media responses almost immediately to freeconferencecall.com, who provides this service, and people were saying, what's going on? All of a sudden we're being charged to call in on the free conference line.
Well, yeah, that's a bit disturbing. So here it is. You're bringing it to everyone's attention. And so what is the solution here?
Well, what we are asking people to do is go to freedomtopray.org, freedomtopray.org, sign the petition, share it on your social media, and ask others to share. We'd like to get 100,000 signatures within 30 days so that we can take it to the White House. And if we have 100,000 signatures in 30 days, then there would be there has to be a response from the executive office.
So even to this point, bringing it to notice with T-Mobile, they're still holding their ground and they're into it, so now they got to try to justify this insane decision, right?
Right. And when you look at the big picture, Bill, you have to understand that if they can get away with it and it continues, then what's to prevent other providers from doing the same thing? And
exactly. So
the underground part of this, or maybe the broader picture, when you look at the 1 cent per minute, that's kind of the flat screen TV view, but the IMAX view is if the enemy can stop prayer in the nation, then he'll use any source and any strategy that he can. And there are so many. There's 100 million minutes per month logged through freeconferencecall.com in prayer calls. 100 million minutes a month. So it's a money thing,
yes,
of
right,
course,
exactly, sure.
But it's also really a subtle attack, I believe, against the enemy, because not only are people calling in for prayer lines, but we are mobilizing people for prayer. I'm with the National Prayer Committee, and of course, everybody's aware that May the 4th, the first Thursday of May, is National Day of Prayer.
Right.
And not only are we trying to bring people together for prayer on the calls, but we're trying to help our coordinators to mobilize, resource, and engage them in getting more than 45,000 prayer points around the nation on National Day of Prayer. And this can be a real impedance to that.
Well, without a doubt. And Kay, you know, I'm glad you explained it, because that was going to be my next question, is what brought this, you know, across, you know, across your lap that you had to respond to this?
Well, I actually, in serving with the National Prayer Committee, was contacted by the freedomtopray.org people so that they could have the voice not just of the marketplace ministers, and they are marketplace ministers because they're providing this service.
Exactly.
With no charge, no organizer's fee, so that volunteer people who, mostly the people who call in on prayer lines, don't have an expense account, of course, to charge out their money at the end of the month. So they wanted to provide this source, and they contacted us because we are the people that connect with the people on the prayer lines.
Well, David Butts said it very clearly. He says, I look at this as T-Mobile wanting to profit off of prayer. literally inhibiting people's right to pray freely. Somehow corporate executives who are all about the bottom line are looking for ways to infringe on people's right of worship. I really do see it as a war on prayer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think maybe I'm a little, this might date me, or but there is a terminology that I've heard in Scripture called simony.
Mm.
We're actually charging for the services of Christianity, and
exactly.
We don't do that.
Right.
Prayer is free. It costs to do prayer. It costs our time and our energy and our technology and things, but we don't want to pay the marketplace for us to have our freedom to pray.
Well, especially when it has to do with Jesus, because he already paid for it, didn't he?
Exactly.
That's what I'm told anyway.
And that's the message we're trying to get out to the world.
So here it is, the clarion call to Christians and people of faith and people that want to pray freely is you sign a petition. Now, where can they go to get there and sign the petition?
FreedomToPray.org.
Okay. So you get that petition signed. You share with the people that you influence, with your network of people. Get the word out there, because we need to multiply the numbers, right?
We need it to become viral, and we need to make people aware that it's not the prayer ministries that are charging them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the T-Mobile service provider.
I mean, it's like, who in T-Mobile would have come up with this idea? And they need to understand that there is a certainly a contravening interest and desire on this. It doesn't make sense. It makes T-Mobile look pretty bad pretty quick. And for all the money they're spending in advertising right now, it would hurt them severely to be losing customers, not gaining customers.
Exactly. And you know, we're talking, there are prayer ministries that have been going for as many as 23 years, and I know one in particular, they're called the Wailing Women.
Yes.
They're actually African, predominantly.
Really?
That have come to the nation of America seeking revival and awakening here. They have 24/7 prayer.
Wow.
So you can call any time of the day and engage with them in praying for revival and awakening and seeking the face of God for this nation. They're missionaries to America, and so now we're charging them to pray.
Right. That is, it's beyond disgusting, and there's probably a better word than that, but that's what comes to mind right now and keeps me out of trouble. The option, and as I just referred to, is you could change carriers. Now, what about Verizon, the other Sprint?
No, we've had no complaints. That has not been evident at all. But the situation with changing providers, and there is information on the website for a way to do that. Now they have us where, you know, you get a mobile device from them, and they'll, you know, carry out the payments for that over a 2-3 year period. So if you change providers, what do? You have to turn back in your phone. You lose your telephone. So it's kind of our mobile phone, I should say.
Well, I think the opportunity here, Kay, is that if you went to Sprint and you went to Verizon and say, look, I got a bunch of T-Mobile subscribers that would be willing to come over. Here's the situation. Do you see this as a marketing opportunity or not?
Oh, sure.
Huh?
They might help with paying off that plan.
Well, I would think so, because they're not having to spend additional dollars to advertise. They got a ready-made group. I mean, how many people are we talking about here that are involved with T-Mobile that, you know, what's the universe size?
Yeah,
are we talking millions here, right?
Well, sure, because they really target the lower socioeconomic groups and offer their, you know, one price service. And then they're also very heavily engaged with international calling.
Mm.
So this affects the international community as well.
Well, what you need to do is make sure we understand what are the benefits with T-Mobile, why they signed up with T-Mobile to begin with, how Verizon or Sprint or another entity can answer that need. Understanding also that, you know, we've got people probably under contract. How do you mitigate that contract and make it a no-brainer? Do you want millions of subscribers just sitting here getting ready to move over or not? To me, that's a marketing proposition.
It's also a statement of our faith and our commitment to prayer that
yes.
We're willing to change. If you're going to charge us to pray, we'll change to another provider.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, why not? I mean, that's what people do all the time. You know, I cannot thank you enough for coming forth and sharing this with us. Where can they go for more information? We got 5 seconds.
Thank you, Bill. FreedomToPray.org. FreedomToPray.org.
Thank you, Kay. Appreciate it.
How would you like to pay less taxes?
Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes.
If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in, America. Good to have you along with us. Bill Martinez live here, fresh every day, just the way you like it. 3 hours a day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're here live in Orlando, Florida for NRB's Proclaim 17 International Christian Media Convention. Have a lot of fun meeting with a lot of people, networking. I'll tell you, sharing things that I believe that are most important. And, I want to thank our many guests for, joining in and coming here and sharing with us. With us right now is Robert Michael Hicks. His book, Few Call It War. And, Robert, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Oh, good. Be with you. Thank you.
Well, in your book, you're presenting a historical overview of religiously oriented terrorism. Now, people may, when they first hear religiously oriented terrorism, it might take them a minute to get their brain around that. So break that down for them.
Well, those of us that are a little older, we remember the Soviet era.
Yes.
When most terrorism was coming from the left politically. Groups like the Red Brigade, and the terrorism was influenced by Lenin and Marxist ideology. Mm-hmm. And so at that time, terrorism was a function of the left. And after the fall of the Soviet Union, the terrorism that we begin to see moved to the right, and a religious right, which became a surprise to most Americans.
Exactly. And then today, so fast forward to today, that was then. Now what do we have?
Well, what we have in particularly Islam and some of the more Christian identity groups in America that are kind of the militia groups that try to use Christian ideology to justify their violence. And even in Israel, you've got a right-wing religious Orthodox group that have planned things like the destruction of the temple, the mosque and the Temple Mount, and restoring Israel to its boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So all these kind of groups have used violence in the name of God,
yes,
to justify not just a political end, but a religious end.
Without a doubt. And I'm not sure God's happy with that.
I don't think so,
yeah,
no.
Without a doubt. So, in your point, in your book, is that with all these religious organizations and with fervor, you know, causing all these problems, you're saying none are more dangerous than the Islamic extremists.
Right. Simply because they're out to please their God.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, a good Presbyterian, if you ask, what's the chief end of man, wants to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Osama bin Laden had no problem saying that,
mm-hmm,
and a good Islamist would say the same things. So that makes them, A, have a justification for violence that the old Lenin Marxist terrorists did not have. They were just trying to achieve a political end,
right,
where these Islamists are trying to achieve a religious end and the establishment of an Islamic state.
Well, certainly the Islamic movement has come and gone. It's at a height, no question. I mean, to the point now, and, you know, some would say refreshingly, that Donald Trump last night said Islamic terrorism, I think, for the first time of any president speaking to a joint session of Congress.
Well, I think that is a step forward, as the name of my book is, Few Call It War.
Mm-hmm.
And on the cover, you'll see all the different things that the past administration has called this war that we've been fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from right-wing extremism to extreme violence to, I think I've got sleeper cells activists. They've
right.
all had these terms
mm-hmm.
to, I think, reduce the impact of what we're really facing, which is an all-out war.
Well, and they flat out said, we're at war with America. Now, right. what else more do we need to understand?
Well, we don't understand jihad is at the heart of what religious ideology in Islam is about.
Mm-hmm.
If I compare Jesus with Muhammad, the Christian message from the lips of Jesus was spread through the preaching of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way Christian civilization resulted.
Right.
And after Muhammad was defeated, his mm-hmm. message in Mecca, he went to the sword to expand it. And so comparing the two founders in their teaching, we see that Islam has always had the concept of jihad central to their expansion.
Which I find quite conflicting and ironic, because, as I've often said, you're not going to argue somebody into heaven, but in their particular case, they're just going to kill you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and so we have those kind of competing messages even in the Quran, where the peaceful state saying is that there is no persuasion in religion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is interpreted as we're not to persuade somebody, but then you also have the verses that says kill the infidel wherever you find them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the second kind of verses are the ones that are used by the violent extremists and Islamists.
Why is the West so resistant in understanding that, you know, what Islamists are trying to do here?
Well, we've all been raised with the secular progressive idea of separation of church and state,
mm-hmm.
and secularism and nation-state concept, where nation-states go to war against nation-states.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a new phenomenon that some of the military people call it asymmetrical warfare.
Yes.
Where it's not nation-state against nation-state, but we have blinders on because of our own separation of church and state, where religion is in the private sphere of life, in church and synagogues and mosques, and it's not to invade the public sector. But mm-hmm. radical Islam believes, no, the goal of Islam is to conquer the world.
Right. Well, and this is the challenge that I have personally with Muslims who want a caliphate here in America. They want to comply to Sharia law, and that's in direct conflict to the U.S. Constitution. So how do you reconcile those opposing viewpoints?
Well, that's precisely the question I think was raised back in the 1990s by a classic book called The Crisis of Civilization, mm-hmm. by Samuel Huntington's classic book after the fall of the Soviet Union, because he said the future will not be warfare between nation states, mm-hmm. but between religions. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it this way, there's only two religions in the world that are absolutist, universal, global, propagative, and believe that their religion is superior to all others. Those two religions are Islam and Christianity, which puts them on a collision course. And that's part of the blindness that I think American Christians and even political leaders do not recognize, that this is the conflict that we're fighting.
Mm-hmm. So after everything is said and done, I mean, your book says it all. Few call it war. Some have said that you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you, right?
That's right.
And it's here. It's no longer existential. I mean, when you have, 1,000 open investigations with the FBI right now in looking into terrorist cells in every state of the union, mm-hmm. it's amongst us.
That's right. Coming into this building, mm-hmm. I've heard from several about the heightened security in this building,
yes.
to get into this program.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for that, because last June we had an event here that I was not privileged to work, but I had to work, mm-hmm. with a nightclub shooting that killed 49, which is the largest one on American soil of an Islamic terrorist in the name of Allah,
right.
killed 49 people in a gay nightclub.
Right.
And that slips up on our blind side, because we think we can go back to our shopping malls, back to our theaters, back to our schools, and live a normal life, not realizing that right under our noses sometimes, we've got potential jihadists just waiting for the right time to do an act like this.
Exactly. Robert Michael Hicks is with us. His book, Few Call It War, Religious Terrorism, Then and Now. What do you want people to take away from your book?
Well, one, to recognize the blinders that we've had on,
mm-hmm.
that we need to engage the ideological battle we are in.
Yeah.
When we had the Soviet Union as our enemy, we had Radio Free Europe blasting into Eastern Europe all the time, trying to prove to the listeners on the other end that our way of life was better, our values were better, mm-hmm. and superior to theirs.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, in this war on terrorism, we have not done the ideological work that needs to be done to show that our value systems, our Christianity, is better than Islam. Well, that can get you in trouble to say
exactly.
That.
Robert Michael Hicks, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Robert, thank you so much for being with us.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
As we mark the conclusion of our celebration of Black History Month, we are reminded of our nation's path toward civil rights and the work that still remains to be done. Recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries, as well as last week's shooting in Kansas City, remind us that while we may be a nation divided on policies, we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all of its very ugly forms. At the same time, my administration has answered the pleas of the American people for immigration enforcement and border security. For that reason, we will soon begin the construction of a great, great wall along our southern border. As we speak tonight, we are removing gang members, drug dealers, and criminals that threaten our communities and prey on our very innocent citizens. Tonight, I am also calling on this Congress to repeal and replace Obamacare. With reforms that expand choice, increase access, lower costs, and at the same time provide better health care. We must support the incredible men and women of law enforcement. I have ordered the Department of Homeland Security to create an office to serve American victims. The office is called VOICE, Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement. We are providing a voice to those who have been ignored by our media and silenced by special interests. Finally, to keep America safe, we must provide the men and women of the United States military with the tools they need to prevent war. If they must, they have to fight, and they only have to win. I just spoke to our great General Mattis just now,
who reconfirmed that, and I quote, Ryan was a part of a highly successful raid that generated large amounts of vital intelligence that will lead to many more victories in the future against our enemy. Ryan's legacy is etched into eternity. Thank you. Thank you. I am asking everyone watching tonight to seize this moment, believe in yourselves, believe in your future, and believe once more in America. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States.
Well, the 45th President of the United States, as Chris Wallace said, last night he became the President of the United States of America. Bill Martinez here with you, and we are very fortunate to have Denise Schick with us. She is the Director of Help for Families, an outreach that brings an understanding of the emotional pain and spiritual confusion that people face when a loved one has gender identity confusion. She is the author of My Daddy's Secret, leads a church-based support group for people with sexual addiction, and was the administrator of family-related issues with TGIF, Transgender International Fellowship. Denise, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Hey, great to have you here. I think this is a question that many in the church have today. It keeps coming up. Questions, but not answers. And maybe you can help help us formulate the answers and the responses that we should have, you know, people of faith with compassion for those that have these questions. And, of course, you've given us a book, Understanding Gender Confusion. You say, I did not choose to have same-sex attractions, but I did choose to act on my feelings and longings, which opened a huge door to sin that flooded my life and family. This was written by an anonymous individual. But tell us what was the genesis of bringing this book to be.
You know, this book came about because there seemed to be such a lack of information out there on gender confusion from a faith-based perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding what somebody that really feels like they're born in the wrong body, you know, what does that mean? So I've been doing this kind of ministry for 13 years now, and took the information, what I've learned, the knowledge I've attained from having the phone calls, the conversations with these folks, and ministering to them and understanding the devastation that's happened in their lives, where they identify, where they reject who the Creator had made them. And alongside of that, we put testimonies in there, as we do most of our resources. So we've got a male and female testimony, bringing further understanding from personal, first-person experiences.
Well, Denise, for 13 years, have you seen this as a growing issue? Or, you know, because a lot of people are going, you know, I didn't hear much about it, you know, a couple of years ago. Now it's in my face, and now I have to deal with it. How am I supposed to respond? And, of course, the other challenge that we have, when we were speaking this earlier with Dr. Tony Evans, you know, for so often the public has told the church to shut up, we don't want to hear from you. But now they're so confused and don't know what to do. They're saying, hey, what does the church have to say on it? And the church, dare I say, is a bit ill-prepared to answer that question.
Yes, I think just lacking the knowledge, maybe the confidence, and how do they address the issues. You know, transgenderism seems to really have a fearful factor to this.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that comes from not really understanding, you know, what is the individual? Why are they hurting in this way that they would deny who they truly were?
Right.
And so taking that and understanding that, but being compassionate and realizing that we've got to reach them where they are, and it's really a matter of the heart.
Exactly. Well, when you come in conflict with something the Bible is really clear about, and that most Christians academically, you know, the most entry-level Christian would understand, God said something about this issue. And it's not a question for them. It's just like, okay, I'm still trying to get my walk down, and now we're dealing with this in the culture. It's thrown front and center, and I'm a Christian. I believe in the Word of God, but and by virtue of that, my beliefs are threatening to people.
Yes, that's exactly the culture we're living in. You know, we do live in a culture that is immersing in this, and they are so accepting of this message. We're the people that are born this way, and we're showing children on TV, you know, that are identifying in that way. And, of course, that's the heart of America, is our children. They're our future. That's where our heart is. But the truth of the matter is, biblically, we know in Genesis that God created man and woman. Mm-hmm. And so it's not biologically what is wrong, but it is what is happening inside that person. Is it an experience that they've had with some sort of rejection? You know, is there some psychological issues going on? Maybe it's obsessive compulsiveness or personality disorder. You know, there's so many different underlying factors, but the truth is that we do serve a living God, and the Bible is the authority of God's Word.
Right. And are we going to be faithful to what God's called us to be faithful to?
Right, yes. If we speak truth, we speak truth in love.
Yes.
We're representing Jesus Christ well.
Right.
Obviously, we've got to show love to represent who Jesus is and what he is about. But how can we deceive, our family members? Or like my dad that identified as being Becky. Mm-hmm. To me, calling him Becky was not the truth. It was not the truth of who he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was born a man. He became a son and a husband and a grandfather. And so trying to bring in those words, not out of vengeance or anger, but trying to remind him of who he was in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, for someone to be at that point, I mean, that's a transition that your father had to go through. It wasn't like all of it. It wasn't like he was Becky. He was going through the pain and confusion. I mean, we hear recently we saw it up close, maybe more personal than people wanted to do, with Bruce Jenner. Here's this iconic athletic figure, and all of a sudden now we're going through this transition, and we have to accept him as Caitlin. And, you know, this is tough, and most of America is not, you know, they're having a hard time reconciling that.
Yes, and at one point Bruce also said that he was a lonely little boy and he'll probably die a lonely old man. Mm. So that ought to be the first red flag that we see. There's some loneliness. There's something that's resonating inside of him to identify in that way.
What does the church need to understand? And I say to church, people of faith, Christ followers, what do we need to understand about this issue? We can talk about speaking in love and that, but, you know, how should we, you know, when asked, how should we respond?
You know, I think one of the first things, and so big of the healing that have come from the folks that I know, is to have a church that is willing to stand alongside of them. What does that look like practically?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to the people that I know, that has meant having a pastor that has said, you know, we don't agree with the way that you're living. We're going to love you anyways. And so that they feel welcomed to come into the church and to be ministered in that point. But for instance, if it's a man that's struggling with his identity as a man, you know, for the men, just even one or two that's willing to take that person under their arms, say, let's go grab a cup of coffee. Do you want to go to the men's Bible study with me? Invite them in to become a trusted and worthy friend for that individual. And you would not believe the growth that comes from extending that friendship, the love, and once they're able to say what they've been through.
Well, exactly. And, you know, as you say, there's nothing like isolation to reinforce the hook of the evil one. And, you know, and it's so important to have somebody that you can talk to about these issues, right?
Yes.
Well, Denise Schick has been with us. Her book, Understanding Gender Confusion. In this day and age, when there's so much confusion, God is not the author of confusion.
No, he is not.
Right? And this is one of the things that's coming up repeatedly, is that how do we talk about this? How do we communicate in love and get out of confusion and hold on to what God has given us? Because God did really say. Denise Schick on Bill Martinez Live. Denise, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money?